Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, world? This is the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, your new source for inspiration, motivation, hope, and encouragement. I promise you, you're in for a ride as each week we will dive deep into inspiring stories, transformative strategies, and actionable motivation that will take you to new and exciting levels. So let's get ready to laugh, reflect, think, and transform your life. This is Eugene Hamilton. Let's grow. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on, world? Welcome to episode number 4. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, your new go-to source for everything related to your elevation, your inspiration, and information that will take you to higher heights. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you also, let me say this, because a lot of you all who are tuning in, I thank you so much. But for some of us, we're just on the surface. I need you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. I like you too. So hit that like, hit that subscribe, and hit that share button. And let's make this thing official. Don't just snoop around trying to see what's going on. I need you to dive in, because what's going on is impactful and will help to change your life as we move forward together as a grow family. So continue today as we move forward to realize and recognize that I am in the business of ensuring that I share with you what's going to help take you to new and exciting levels. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Once again, as we move forward, I want you to know that today's episode is on fire. I'm talking about really on fire. Yeah, we're talking about facing giants. And at the same time, we're talking about there's no more excuses that you have or that I have for letting our giants that just sit there and scare us into lying dormant, not moving forward, and for putting fear in our lives that sometimes it's not even real. But before we jump in, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer as I wish the best for you today. God, we thank you once again for breath, for fresh air, for life, and for the things that you give us that we can't give ourselves. Thank you that no matter where we are right now, whether we're at work, whether we're driving in our car, whether we're at home, whether we're at summer school, wherever we are in this moment, if we listen to this on replay, wherever we are, our prayer is that you order our steps, that you would lead us, that you would guide us, and that you would take away fear. We pray it in your name. Amen. Once again, no more excuses. Now, for the life of me, I cannot recall the first time I made an excuse. Do you? I mean, if your memory is like that, I mean, kudos to you. But I can't recall the first time I looked at my mother and said, oh, mom, I can't do that because of X, Y, and Z. I don't recall. But I do know that it was probably early on in life. Because it seems as if as we are moving forward in life, and right now I'm raising a toddler. Yeah, your boy is 40 plus. But I've been blessed with a toddler that I thank God for. But this young brother, 3 years of age, is already making excuses. For instance, I'll say, Justin, pick this up. Oh, I can't, Daddy. Now, it's not that he can't. It's not that he's unable to. It's not that his hands are tied, but he's doing something else that he thinks is more important. Oh, don't miss that. Did you hear what I just said? If not, I'll say it again so you can get it. I believe repetition deepens the impression. Justin will give me an excuse, not because he's really unable to perform the task, not because he's really unable to do what I just asked him to do, but because he's engaged in something that actually will not help him reach his goals. Yeah. He's engaged in something that is fun, that is more attractive, that has more bells and whistles. It looks as if it's going to help him soothe the in-the-moment need for I don't know, for some kind of entertainment, but it's not going to help him move forward. And so he'll give me an excuse based on his in-the-moment feeling. And how many of us, just like that three-year-old, oftentimes we make excuses, not because we really can't do it. Come here, Eugene. I'm talking to myself. I remember when I first decided, or gave thought to, I should say, getting a college degree. I made all, because I didn't go the traditional route. And I'll share more as we move forward along. But when I first finished high school, I didn't have the desire, and I'm glad I didn't. And this is not the episode for this, but I'll just put this in here right quick. I didn't have the desire to go to college like some of my friends did. And keep in mind now, one of the ways that people got out of my city, out of my neighborhood, was to go to college. So that was a ticket for many people to get out of the neighborhood. Kudos to people even now who are using the opportunity to advance their educational journey by getting out, by getting an education. In fact, hats off to you. But I initially didn't have that drive. And what pushed me out of my environment was actually me running from some more trouble. Yeah, I know this is news to some folks that might be tuning in, but what pushed me out of my city initially was not going to college. And I never told anybody that. Nobody ever asked me because I was gone before you could turn around. But what pushed me out of my hometown, which I'm glad it did, but in hindsight, it was really me making another excuse not to face my giants. And so as I made my way out of that city, out of my hometown, out of the environment that was trying to suck me in, out of the environment that was trying to keep me handicapped and not allow me to reach my dreams and goals, I stumbled upon another opportunity to better myself. But initially, I was cool doing what I was doing. Yeah, I didn't leave really. In fact, I didn't go to. So it's funny because now I meet people who I was in school with. In fact, I just did a graduation ceremony for one of my college mates, man. She's doing an awesome job up there in San Francisco, California, Dr. Barbara Bawachi. But it's funny because Barbara and people that were in school with me would think that we're the same age, but they didn't realize I was a technically older student. And I wasn't old. I was a 21-year-old freshman instead of 18. So I'm technically not in the same, right, age range. Or I guess a range. I'm not that much older, but you get what I'm saying. And so as I went to college and I used the opportunity to better myself, I think about what took me so long to finally get there. And let me go back and finish that thought, because initially I knew that I was playing around. I wasn't going to go to college at 18 and buckle down and do my work. I knew that. So I'm glad I didn't initially go, because I would have wasted money, wasted more time, and would have done some things that probably would have hindered me from finally going back and finishing my degree. Academic probation, all that stuff. You know how it goes. But when I finally said I'm going to go, I delayed it 6 months because I could, because I realized that I would have to use the time that I was spending in the gym or spending doing something else. I would have to use that time now to study. I would have to then now, since I made the decision to better myself by getting a degree, I would have to use the idle time where I was watching SportsCenter or I was doing whatever I was doing. Now I didn't have that time. And so I had to face that giant, stop making excuses, and move forward to get to where I am now. Now, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm thankful that I'm not where I used to be. Come on and say amen, somebody, right? I'm not where I'm going. I haven't arrived just yet, but I'm headed in the right direction. So the number one reason why people don't want to face their giants, if you're taking notes, if you're taking a mental note, they've got too many excuses. The number one reason why people won't just buckle down. Check this out. And do what they know they should be doing. Do what they know will help advance their life. Do what they know what will help their family get ahead. The number one reason why people just won't do it is because they got too many excuses. Now, this is funny. The funny thing about excuses is some excuses are actually legit. In fact, I need to double down or back up and say this. Sometimes people have excuses and sometimes people have real reasons as to why they can't do it. But what happens is real reasons turn into excuses when we don't address the reason, get over the reason, make sure we complete the reason why. For instance, let me just break it down to soundbite. If, in fact, I'm saying to myself, hey, the reason why I can't play basketball is because I have a torn ACL. Okay, if that's a legit reason why I can't get out there and practice, I can't get out there and advance my ball game, I can't get out there and do what I've got to do, that's a legit reason. But if I sit down and not address the torn ACL, if I don't get the surgery, if I don't get the rehab, if I don't get what is necessary to move forward to get back out there, that then turns into an excuse that hinders me from moving forward. Did you hear what I just said? So real reasons become excuses when we don't address the reason, get the proper treatment with regard to the reason, get the proper help for the reason, and then move forward. Those reasons then turn into excuses, which then turn into stumbling blocks that hinder us from moving forward and becoming everything that we were born to be. So for me, when life was super mediocre for me, when life was super chill for me, I had every excuse in the world not to get off chill mode and move forward. I had every excuse in the world to kind of just sit down, rest, chill, not move forward, not realize my dreams, not realize my goals, not live up to my full potential. Because sometimes, hear me out. The land of excuses is more comfortable than the land of plenty. You ever heard the old saying? And I, for some reason, at some point in my life, I didn't really subscribe to it, but I actually believe it's a legit. Listen, misery loves, enjoys. I mean, it has an awesome time with company. Have you ever watched two gossipers who are just as miserable as all get out, sit down and have what I'm going to call, this is not a real term. I probably picked it up and heard it from somewhere, but it's not in a dictionary. But have you ever seen two gossipers have a gossip fest? I mean, they could be all torn up, mad about something. But when they come together and begin to exchange gossip stories, or exchange what I heard one pastor say when they begin to exchange war stories. Oh, man, they get excited because they're both miserable. They're both living beneath their privilege and they both live and thrive in the land of excuses. Yeah. When I have an excuse, when I have something that I can put up and say, hey, this is why I can't do this, or this is why I'm not going to do that. Oh, I mean, do you know how many people who are from my neighborhood who have said to me, you know what? Nobody in my family has gone to college, so I'm not going to college. Nobody in my family has gone on to further themselves. And I'm not saying everybody has to go to college. In fact, we're going to do a whole podcast on that because I believe now in the day and age which we live in, there are options. There are some awesome options. In fact, I go around the country speaking at schools and with young people and with adolescents and with young adults. And man, there are more options out there than I can even shake a stick at. There are a lot of options out there. And as long as you're bettering yourself, as long as you're becoming the best version of yourself, hey, it doesn't look the same for everybody. So I'm not sitting here saying that, hey, you got to do X, Y, and Z or have to go a certain route. But I'm asking you, are you bettering yourself? Yeah, that's the real question. Everybody didn't have the same story. Everybody didn't have the same desires. Everybody didn't go down the same street or walk the same journey or walk the same path. No, we have different paths. But I'm hoping that your path is helping you to better yourself. I'm hoping that your path is helping you to realize your dreams. I'm hoping your path is helping to sharpen your skills. I'm hoping that your path is taking you one step closer to where it is you desire. So the number one reason why people are afraid, not even afraid, they just flat out, I ain't facing my giants. Excuse my French. They decided they're not going to face their giants simply because they've got a pocket full of excuses and they've become experts at using them to stay where they are. The second reason why people don't face their giants is because they lack information. I get it. Have you ever been lost before? I mean, I travel so much, I'm often lost. And oftentimes, I'm in small cities, I'm in small towns, I'm in different areas across the country. And every now and again, I'll just stop in at a local gas station. In other words, sometimes I'm so lost that my signal won't pick up Waze, or it won't pick up Google Maps, or it won't pick up MapQuest, or whatever it is. Sometimes my signal just, it won't pick up any navigation system on my phone that will take me where I want to go. So I'll stop at a gas station. And man, I mean, countless times I've stopped at gas stations and the person looks at me from behind the counter and says, you must not be from around here because everybody has that information. The place you're looking for, if you were from here, oh man, that's right around the block. Look across the street. That the place you're looking for, it's right there. It's not that the information always is unavailable to us, but sometimes the information is so close, like under our noses, that we're so used to people just feeding it to us that we stop looking in the right places. But there are places and there are times when individuals legitimately don't have the right information. They don't have access to the information that will elevate them to a place where they can go out there and do what they've got to do in order to take the next step. Now, oftentimes when I'm mentoring young boys and I have a passion for mentoring black and brown boys. I mean, I mentor all boys, but I do realize sometimes across this America, there are pockets of our country where our young minority boys, black boys, brown boys, don't have access simply because they don't have access. We can sit here all day and talk about the system, which can be to blame as well. We could talk about family history, which can sometimes be a part of the dynamic as well. But what I'm saying is, instead of me sitting here and rehearsing the reasons why, I say, here, young man, let me show you. I ain't going to sit there and try to figure out why you don't have access. We'll get to that later on. But for now, I'm so passionate about you moving to the next level and reaching your full potential. Here's the roadmap. If you don't have this information, here's a book you can read. I promise you it's in that book. Do you realize and recognize as I've gotten older? That's funny because when I was super young, I really enjoyed reading. And then I got lazy. Come on, don't y'all leave me by myself. I got lazy with reading. I got caught up, I guess, probably in technology. It's funny because some of the young people that I oftentimes, it could be my niece, nephew, whomever it is, young people that I'm talking to at school, they'll make me think I'm older than I am because I'm like, you know, yeah, we didn't have cell phones when I was in high school. I mean, they may have been a cell phone or two out, but in my neighborhood, we didn't have access to it. Listen, no adults had access to them in my neighborhood. So you sure well, no kid had access to to a cell phone. So we didn't have all the distractions and everything that we needed for school to look up for projects, for reports. We had to go read a book. We had to go open an encyclopedia. We had to download information by actually exercising all of our faculties and the number one being our eyes and ears and trying to make sure we got the proper information to be ready for whatever the assignment was for us. I promise you, oftentimes we lack information. And the information sometimes is right under our noses. But as a society, we really, by and large, have become pretty lazy with regard to research and reading. One of the things I really love about my wife, and in fact, she's the go-to person in many different circles with regard to finding out information. In fact, when we got married, my family, they picked it up quickly that, oh, Tracy is a source for information. If we don't have the information, oh, we'll just call Tracy. Tracy's going to research. She's going to look it up. She's going to turn the inside out. And sometimes as her husband, I'll be honest, sometimes I take that gift for granted. Because sometimes, let's be honest, I don't want to know that something is bad for my health. I just want to eat it. Can I be transparent with y'all? Yeah, we family. Sometimes I don't want to know that, oh, I might possibly miss this plane. I want to get on that plane and just think to myself, I'm going to get to my destination. But no, somebody got to research, find out. And I'm thankful for people that read and research, because you know what? Oftentimes they save us some headache. But I want to challenge you to save yourself some headache and start doing some research and reading and uncovering for yourself, because again, many times we are reluctant to face our giants because we lack information. Number one, we got too many excuses. Number two, we lack information. But number three, it's going to sound long, but I believe thirdly, sometimes we don't face our giants. I'll shorten it, because we don't believe in ourselves. Now, this is a recurring theme. If you've listened to all four episodes, this belief in self and belief in what God has placed inside of you. Oftentimes you'll hear me repeat this over and over and over, because all throughout the Bible, this book that I read every single day, when I see Jesus talking to people and walking with people, they would oftentimes shout out or pray out and cry out and say, you know, help my unbelief. Like I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're prophesying. I hear that you're telling me I can do X, Y, and Z, but I'm having trouble believing in myself. Let's fast forward to 2024. We are not in Bible times, but we're still having the same challenges. We won't face our giants because we think our giants are insurmountable. We won't face our giants because we don't believe that we have the strength, the wherewithal, the mind, and the stamina to overcome our giants. So because you may be right there, this may not be for everybody, this last point. Listen, because you might be right there, the number one way that you can begin to believe in yourself again is to remind yourself that I am fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. Yeah, you got to stop believing the junk they told you about yourself. You got to start telling yourself that, no, I'm not the tail. I am the head. You got to start telling yourself that I'm not what they. Listen, one of the tweets I saw last week. If you're a basketball fan, you saw the Boston Celtics raise the banner, and Jaylen Brown, a tweet was found, and he talked about how his teacher, I forgot what grade he said he was in, but the teacher told him that in 5 years, I'm going to look up and I'm going to find you in the Cobb County Jail, which is out there in Greater Atlanta. 5 years, I'm going to find you in the Cobb County Jail based on, I don't know, maybe how he was acting, maybe what he was putting out at that time. But he said, I'm glad I didn't believe what she said. I'm glad I didn't believe what she believed about me. I believe something different about myself. So ask yourself, what do you believe about you? Do you believe that you have what it takes to overcome whatever is holding you back? Do you believe that you can have freedom from whatever is holding you back right now? Do you believe that counseling is available, that help is available, that you can get connected to the right people? You can expand your network and tap into other people who have been where you are or who are where you're trying to go, and they can help you get there if you just start believing in yourself. and what God has placed inside of you to help you rise above unbelief and start having true belief. So whenever you get to a mirror today, I want you to look in that mirror with all the confidence in the world and repeat to yourself, I believe in me. Yeah, remind yourself that you've got what it takes to overcome whatever you're in. Even if you were born in whatever. You know how many people I've met who were born into poverty, but who rose above that because they believed that they could rise up and do something better than even where they were born. There are so many stories of people who should have been, who could have counted themselves out, but they said, you know what? Nah. With determination, with self-worth, with an understanding of my purpose, I'm going to rise above this, move forward, and become exactly what I was born to be. But you got to be ready to face your giants. Yeah. Man, I wish I could stay here for a little longer. There's some giants that you face that you got from your parents. I get it. Some giants were passed down. That's why you got to change your thinking and your understanding about yourself and say to yourself, even though this was passed down to me, I am better than this. Have you ever seen individuals who were born and unfortunately to mothers who were addicted to drugs? And after that child was born, they were able to get that child to a good place. And they vowed never to taste anything that even closely resembles drugs or alcohol, because you know why? They said, I can do what my parents didn't do. I can say no. So there's no more excuses today. Face your giants. Hear what I didn't say. I didn't tell you that your giant was small. I didn't tell you that your giant was easy to overcome. I didn't tell you that your giant was not going to fight back at you. Giants in your life are real, but you got to believe that the strength that God has given you is real as well. So face your giants, develop those habits. I told you to click that link down below. Recommended reading, James Clear, Atomic Habits. If you really want to dive deep, take a deep dive into facing your giants and to building the habits that are necessary to overcome them. I'll leave down in the show notes, recommended reading, Atomic Habits by James Clear, that will help you move forward and put together a framework, a system that works for you, that will help you face your giants. Thank you so much again for tuning in today. Man, I hope that I shared something that will be a benefit to you. If in fact you believe that this episode was beneficial for you, I promise you there's somebody in your life that I don't know yet. That if you just share this link with them, share this episode with them, share this podcast with them, I promise you, just as it enhanced and blessed your life, it'll help enhance and bless their life as well. So don't be selfish. If you got some nugget or a nugget or two from this episode, please do me a favor, share it out. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like, and don't forget to overcome and face every giant that comes your way. Thank you again for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Let's grow. Be great.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.